when we started, say in the latter part of 62, I think we had 38 different types of drill rigs out there. Mm-hmm. At night, you could go out in the forward area and get up on Rainier Mesa above Area 12 camp, and it just looked like a big city out there of lights. Mm-hmm. And it was all new construction, where they were building locations for the drilling equipment and locations for device emplacement and just all kind of construction going on. And that desert was dry, and the wind would blow, or the vehicles that was traveling, everybody was busy, and the vehicles was going every direction out there. You could just watch it from Rainier Mesa. Mm. And sand would just be everywhere, the dust and everything, you know. Then as that progressed, well, you know, it got more stable and everything, and you didn't have as much dust and everything. But then everything was new, and you mm-hmm. was cutting up bare ground and everything, the dust was flying, and
they're probably demanding a lot of holes too.
Oh, they had work. There's times that I've went into the drilling office, and they would have programs to do that you could just take your pick which one you wanted. Mm. There were so many to be done. To go get it done, and then as the evolution of drilling, when we first started, we were like we were drilling 36-inch holes, you know, and then it went to 48 like it told her. It was taking anywhere from 30 to 45 days to drill one hole. Mm. Now, when we finished, now this was 36 or 48-inch holes, maybe 45 days. When we finished out there in 1993, we were drilling 120-inch holes in 10 to 12 days. Mm. So that's how far we had advanced.
Yeah.
And doubled or tripled the size of the holes mm-hmm. and everything. But it just took more design and looking at the type of fluids we were going to use to get the material out of the ground. And it was just a everyday affair of doing something different mm-hmm. to make it better. And more efficient.